On to the news now, and for decades, scientists have claimed that humans can discriminate only 10,000 different smells. Now, a new paper published this week in the journal Science suggests that this is a massive myth, and the number should not be 10,000, but at least a trillion. Leslie Vossel is from the Rockefeller University in New York. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. So where did we get this number of 10,000 from in the first place?
It came from an influential paper from 1927 where some psychologists were sort of mulling what the number should be, and they came up with a theoretical number of a little over 6,000. And subsequently, that was just rounded to 10,000. And it's had this pervasive pall over human confidence about how good our sense of smell is. So for almost 100 years, just felt that we're terrible smellers.
But some people, as we know, smell great.
No, I'm just kidding.
So when we're actually talking about smelling, what's actually going on when we smell something?
So it starts with inhaling. So you inhale a bit of air that has smells in it, good smells, bad smells, food smells, flower smells, excrement smells. And all of those smells are odor molecules, and they land on a little strip of tissue in the top of the nose, the roof of the nose, and there they interact with receptors. And humans have about 400 different receptors, and so that's why the number 10,000 never made much sense, because we can see millions of colors with just three receptors in our eyes, in our retina. And so if we have 400 receptors, right, so 100 times more than the eye, we should be able to smell much more than 10,000 smells.
So when you say receptors, these are chemical docking stations sitting there looking for the molecules that we're sniffing in and interpreting them and then sending those signals onto the brain.
Correct.
So how did you then say this must be wrong, let's see how many smells a person really can discriminate?
So the study was designed by a senior scientist in my lab, Andreas Keller, and so he was playing with this idea, well, we can't bring humans in and have them smell 100,000 or a million or a trillion odors, but we can sample a subset of all possible odors that exist. And so he started mixing odors together in mixes of 10, 20, or 30. And when you do that, you get strange esoteric smells that don't particularly smell like anything, but you can have people tell them apart. So does strange mix A smell different from strange mix B? And people were remarkably good at this, so a rather large proportion of people could tell many of the mixtures apart. And so we could then extrapolate to what is the theoretical minimum of smells that humans can discriminate. And we come up with a conservative estimate of 1 trillion.
How did you account for some people having a slightly more sensitive or acute sense of smell compared with others?
That's a great question. So we only enrolled people in the study who had at least the basics of a sense of smell. We exclude people who are terrible or unable to smell. But then we enroll a good cross-section of metropolitan New York City. So we have smellers who are our least good subject could only discriminate, we think, 70 million smells. And then our best smeller was many orders of magnitude better, at 10 to the 28th smells. And so the discrimination of our subjects is across a broad spectrum, but the average for this human population is where we come to the trillion.
And did you have representation of different ethnic groups? Because is there evidence that in the same way that we all look different, that different ethnic groups may be tuned or genetically programmed to be able to sense certain smells better than others?
There is a lot of variability in humans, and that cuts across whether you smoke, what your gender is. There's a little influence of race or ethnicity. Because we're in New York City, which is a big multicultural place, we always strive to enroll the most diverse possible group. So that's what we've done here, men, women, people of all ages and races.
Any professional wine tasters on the panel?
We hope not. These are untrained members of the public. Presumably the experts would do even better than the non-experts.
So what are the implications of this then, apart from the fact that all of the textbooks are wrong, all of the scientific research that quotes this 10,000 number to date is wrong, and you've got to put that right. What is the implication?
We're really excited, and I think everybody who read the story is excited that we've corrected this longstanding fact that was a made-up number. I think the implications are that it brings the sense of smell up to the level of the other senses. We don't need to be terribly insecure that we're terrible smellers relative to our house pets. I think it should make people more conscious that they can do much better than they think they could. I think expectations play a huge role in people's lives, and I hope that people will, starting today or whenever they heard about the story, really engage more with the olfactory world.
It's ironic, isn't it, that if you ask most people, if you had to surrender a sense, which would it be? Most people say that they would give away their sense of smell, judging it to be far less important than it really is.
They always do, but if they did that experiment, they would end up, it has huge effects on mood and how you eat, and people get depressed if they can't smell. So I think it's the least loved and the least appreciated sense, but we think its importance is huge.
Now, what about other animals, though? Because we're accustomed to the fact that dogs, we know, are very good at finding things. If you throw a ball for a dog, it can find it even in long grass and even in the dark, despite the fact it clearly can't see it. Dogs must have much better noses than us. So what implications does this study have for them? Are we catching them up?
I think we are catching them up. So we talked about the receptors in the nose. So dogs don't have 1,000 times more receptors. They have probably at most 4 times as many receptors. I think the difference between dogs and us is that they really care about their sense of smell. They use it. Noam Sobel did an experiment where he put undergraduates on the ground and have them search for chocolate, and they were very good at it. So I think it's mostly just we are not using our sense of smell to its fullest capacity.
They've even got a dog in Holland. They call it Cliff, and it can sniff out C. diff. So there you go. Leslie Vossel from Rockefeller University in New York, thank you very much.
Thank you.